Interest rates. Can you predict them in 150 seconds? Many in Australia's financial markets believe future interest rates can be predicted by the $1 trillion Australian government bond market. Mention bonds and everybody wants to fall asleep. Boring government bonds have yields. The bond's yield is its current percentage return, just like a savings account has a current percentage return. A bond's percentage yield changes daily, providing a prediction as to the future direction of interest rates. Type into a Google search, government 3-year bond yield. That big percentage number appearing on your screen is the bond market's current prediction of the Reserve Bank's cash rate for that very day in 3 years' time. It's that easy. 3 years ago, in July 2019, bond yields were 0.92%. So 3 years ago, if I used the bond yield as a forecasting tool, I'd be very happy as the cash rate turned out to be 0.85%. The Reserve Bank have now increased the cash rate to 1.35%. So even now, that prediction 3 years ago is only 0.43% out. Not bad when you consider nobody predicted COVID. Now, there's a lot of people who don't like to think that a band of mysterious bond traders can influence Australia's economy with their trading activities. But if you're buying and selling $1 trillion worth of government bonds purely for profit, your success record is on public display month by month, year in, year out, and only a Google search away. I've put a link in the notes to this podcast on the Bergonomics website showing the last 9 years of government monthly bond yields. You can see how accurate past bond yields were and what they are projecting for the future. Are the bond markets 100% accurate 100% of the time? No. But if I'm happy with a margin of error of less than 1%, bond yields are mostly accurate. For a more detailed discussion on bond yields and where interest rates are headed, join one of Australia's most experienced chief economists, Alan Oster, from the National Australia Bank, with me, Ross McDowell, on the Bergonomics podcast.